نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة معراج المؤمنين Dear respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we are all in the month of Sha'ban now. We have passed the month of Rajab. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to make this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. When you arrive in the month of Rajab, Allah, make constantly this dua without stopping in each and every salah, each and every supplication that you're making. Make this supplication and say this, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna ila Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us the barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and take us into Ramadan. Now, there are a few things in the Rajab. Alhamdulillah, we don't see much here in our country, but back home in subcontinent and in Africa and rest of the world, we see the Muslim celebrates in the month of Rajab 27th of night, and etc. This is also not confirmed which night was it exactly. The date is not confirmed. Also, there are some sort of bid'ah innovation taking place in this month of Rajab, the program, and etc. And this is a blessed month. And yes, it is blessed month, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but doesn't Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they have not carried out any sort of the amal action, in particularly because the month of Rajab, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he had honor to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see the Jannah, to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many other things. So for that, what we find in our deen, in our sharia, that Sahaba, the amal of Sahaba was that the Sahaba was very pleased and they were very happy. They were very happy. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came after the Mi'raj, the night, and then in the morning when he passed the message to Sahaba, they were very pleased, they were very happy. Happy for what? What was the reason? The reason was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the gift of salah. And Sahaba, they were very happy because that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bought the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as in salah. So that was just one happiness. And for that particular day, after that, the Sahaba, they have not carried out this action in every year. Whenever the Rajab came in their life, they have not celebrated the month of Rajab. They have not celebrated, right? And then some of the people, they sit at this at night, they would pray some raka'ah, do some adhkar, nothing like this. There is no such actions that we find in the life of Sahaba, the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, what we need to understand is that the month of Rajab, yes, it is a blessing. Why blessing? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. That ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a blessed month, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing, for barakah. That Ya Allah, give us the barakah in this month and in the month of Sha'ban. Not just particular, not because of the Mi'raj, but because of the Ramadan. And this barakah, what does this barakah mean? Ya Allah, give us the barakah. This barakah means give us the strength, give us the ability so that we can prepare for Ramadan. Give us the barakah in our health so that we can remain healthy for Ramadan. You understand the concept of Rajab? Again, then they make some sweet and these are all innovation. There is no such amal that, as I mentioned, that the Sahaba has carried out. There is no such a thing. Then in the month of Sha'ban, again, 15th of Sha'ban, the people, they say this is a These are all the ahadith is da'if. Even if there are some ahadith, it's da'if. Very da'if. There is no concrete evidence that it is a big night. There is no. The big night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, the best ayam, the days, and the best night. The best ayam, the best days, and the best nights. The best nights that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, particularly in the Quran and in the ahadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the best, which are the best days in the month of whole year? Which the days? The best days is the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These are the days. I'm not talking about nights. And the best nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. So that the best nights are these five nights, the odd nights, not one particular night. We have to sit in those five odd nights to search the one night of Laylatul Qadr. We don't know. Allah has kept in hidden for a reason, and the reason is because so we can all sit on and engage in ibadah for all those five nights. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared, for example, 27, 29, or 21, or 23, or 25, no one would sit 10 days, 5 nights. No one would sit. Therefore, Allah has kept in hidden, so then we can sit in all those five nights in the last. So these are the nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and in the ahadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best days are these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Okay, so my brothers, there is no such evidence that the people we should do the program in the month of Rajab and we should tell the fadila. There is no such a fadila. There is no such a virtue in when it comes to the virtue, like in the month of Ramadan. There is no such virtue for particular month of Rajab and the particular month of Sha'ban. Yes, there are that you should, that what was the action of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban? The action of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one action that we find in the light of Quran and the Hadith and in the light of the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the life of Sahaba, what we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly he would fast in the month of Rajab. Fast, yani not from first Rajab to up till the Eid al-Fitr, all 3 months, mean that he would keep a lot of fast in order to prepare himself for Ramadan. So this is just the one virtue that we find in the light of Sharia, in the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rest, whatever we find apart from this, then remember my brothers, these are all innovation. This has got nothing to do with our deen, with the beautiful deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah has completed the deen. Allah has given us the complete deen. We don't need to innovate anything in our deen. We don't need to. Whatever the actions that we find in the life of Sahaba, Alhamdulillah, we can do that. Amal in the life of Salafus Salihin, no problem. Apart from that, this sheikh said, or this buzruk said, or how come this people of group doing it? How come all Pakistan is doing it? Majority people in India, majority people in Africa. Why can't we do it? There are more non-Muslim than ger-Muslim. If you look at it in this way, how come majority are not praying from the ummah? 90% people, they don't pray salah. So why don't you use that evidence to say 90% are not praying, why should I pray? Say then. No, we don't say that. We don't say that. So if some people are doing, you cannot use as an excuse or as an evidence, especially as an evidence to carry out this amal. Remember. Because in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah will reject each and every action that's against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commandment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything that against the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject it. Regardless, it's a good amal. Regardless, I'll give you another example. Can you pray three rakah sunnah of Fajr? Can you pray? No, I'm just adding one rakah. What's wrong with it? Nothing wrong. Can you do that? We can't. Why? Because we don't find such evidence. So why we don't add that and say, no, but I'm just doing a good thing. Again, for fard. Why we don't add? No, we don't. Why? Because we don't find this in the life of Prophet ﷺ. Exactly in the same way. Anything that we find in the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that will be accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rest all will be rejected. So therefore, my brothers, if you find people are doing, the group of doing, the countries are doing, that doesn't make sense. Do not follow. Follow the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then these actions will only be purely accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة معراج المؤمنين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر الصديق وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادل ذنبه الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اخذل الكفرة واليهود والمشركين، اللهم عن الكفرة الذين يجهدون آياتك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين خاصة في الغزة، اللهم انصر المسلمين خاصة في فلسطين، اللهم انصر المسلمين خاصة في الويست بانك وفي الجنين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في الشام وفي العراق وفي اليمن وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيل حقه، تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر ولا يخافون لومة لائم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم إنا نسألك الخير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاجك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صووا صفوفكم. Brothers, there is a boy from Berkeley Street. He's not been well for quite a long time, and he's having his surgery operation. Please do dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. I think he's in a hospital. So please make a special dua whenever you remember this boy, especially after Jumu'ah as well. May Allah cure him. And whoever is sick in Ummah, may Allah give shifa to all Muslimin and Mu'mineen, inshaAllah. Also, please make dua for the people of Palestine, for the people of Gaza especially, that the situation remain calm, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them, protect them, and makes things easy for them. Inshallah, the victory is very close, and Allah has given them the victory, alhamdulillah. So, and also make dua further, inshallah, then may Allah always make it easy for them, and Allah give them the victory, and may Allah destroy the enemies and their plans and their weapons and everything. Those zalim that made a dhulam and killed more than 60,000, may Allah curses them and may Allah destroy them. Make this dua, inshallah, always, and remember our brothers in our dua for the people of Palestine. May Allah give them strength. May Allah give them sabr. May Allah give them patience. Wallahi al-Azim, throughout my journey, I went to Istanbul, Sham, met brothers from Lebanon, the Palestinian brothers in Gaza, in Egypt, in Jordan. All these places, I met the Palestinian brothers, people who has come from Jordan, flown. I met them in the hospital. Subhanallah, you would not believe it. One musibah come on you and me, we straight away complaining. This happened, that happened. I don't know what's been happening to us. Wallahi al-Azim, I'm in a member of Rasul. Wallahi al-Azim, I'm in a member of Rasul. Not one Palestinian Muslim have said anything from their mouth that they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They says, alhamdulillah, our parents are in Jannah, our brothers are in Jannah, our families are in Jannah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Whatever has happened, alhamdulillah, this is what they said. So far, I met the people from Gaza. This is what they said.
So make dua for them, inshallah. Don't forget in your duas.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamat as-salatu, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
استو استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
But this one announcement is very important I forgot to make Please stay behind. Just a small short announcement. Our brother Dr. Muhammad Afzal, we all know that his mom has passed away last week. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him patience, inshallah. Lot of brothers couldn't make it for janazah and also to do afsos. And because he was in Huddersfield up north, so inshallah, we will be gathering for afsos. If any brothers wants to do afsos, taziyah, it will be Sunday from Maghrib to Isha. So Dr. Muhammad Afzal, inshallah, he will be here in the masjid on Sunday from Maghrib to Isha. We will send you a reminder again on a WhatsApp group, inshallah, on Sunday. So brothers, any brothers wants to come and pay respect, please come Sunday, Maghrib time. Jazakallah khair. This Sunday.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma shi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Allahumma shi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Please make dua for this boy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure him and give him shifa. And also our doctor's mom, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her jannatul firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the family sabr jameel and elevate the status in Jannah, inshaAllah. So do dua for particularly this and also the people of Gaza, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who has become shaheed, may Allah grant them jannatul firdaus. And the families, may Allah give them sabr. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al nar bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim. Subhanallah.
Yeah.